Earlier this year, the Obama administration delayed a decision on the Keystone XL pipeline. It would cross the U.S.-Canada border, bringing hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil into Cushing. Republican critics pounced, saying he's costing the state and the country jobs.
So today, I've come to Cushing, an oil town.
He didn't make the trip to the small town where the population could probably fit in a couple oil tanks to just offer talking points, though. Instead, President Obama announced a plan to get the problem at Cushing under control.
And today I'm directing my administration to cut through the red tape, break through the bureaucratic hurdles, and make this project a priority, to go ahead and get it done.
That means approving the southern part of Keystone XL from Cushing to refineries in Texas. That, along with the coming reversal of the Seaway pipeline, could at least keep those tanks from overfilling. Tanks are sprouting from the ground as oil companies scramble to increase capacity there. And that's oil that should be going into people's cars.
So this will really help the market in having this bottleneck be somewhat resolved by having both of these pipelines out there. That should be a big help.
Rayola Doer is a senior economic advisor at the American Petroleum Institute, a Washington-based industry group. She says the move could bring gas prices down because it's introducing a whole new supply to the market. Even so, some at the speech only gave it tepid applause.
I'm hoping he eventually approves the XL Keystone pipeline, and I think he will. He's waiting for that second proposal to come in, and sure he will. He sees all this pipe out here. He's got to approve it. It's 42 miles of pipe.
Marilyn Duff isn't an Obama supporter. Her main focus is oil. After all, she's a resident of Cushing. Salar Fayazi already knows who's getting a check on his November ballot, President Obama. But he knows enough to see why the president is fast-tracking the lower part of Keystone XL.
It's kind of hard to win over this state, and just in general, with the past, with the histories of the past, or the views of the past. But, I mean, it's good that he's making an effort, for sure. I think people will respect that.
Fayazi from Oklahoma City sported a sharp blazer and a smile when asked about the president.
I'm particularly for alternative energy, but I think for the president, you know, I know it's limited resources and everything like that, but for the present, it's kind of something we need to do. So,
in other words, it's politics. And that's the thing. Even with the announcement, the president got respectful applause, but never overwhelming. There were the occasional outbursts, including someone who yelled out, "I love you, Mr. President," as he took the stage. But those were the outliers. Take one of the volunteers, Nathan Cochran. When I asked him who he supported, he whipped out a wry grin.
Let's just say I love seeing the President of the United States here today. So,
President Obama didn't win a single county in Oklahoma in 2008, and he aimed the speech beyond the so-called reddest state in the country. There wasn't a single mention of natural gas in the state home to two companies sending lots of money after that resource. After proclaiming the permitting process will be as quick as possible for the oil pipeline, he pivoted.
If I put a oil rig on the South Lawn, if we had one right next to the Washington Monument, even if we drilled every little bit of this great country of ours, we'd still have to buy the rest of our needs from someplace else if we keep on using the same amount of energy, the same amount of oil.
So in what he called the oil capital of the country, President Obama started listing off other options.
Producing more biofuels, which can be great for our farmers and great for rural economies. It means more fuel-efficient cars. It means more solar power. It means more wind power.
Again, natural gas got passed by. When so many people cashed checks thanks to that resource, maybe tepid applause was all he could expect. In Cushing, Oklahoma, I'm Ben Allen.